Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great first weekend of August. Yes, the countdown through the hot month has begun, but the neat thing is when we get to the other side, it will start to get better.
Does the Old Farmer's Almanac say that?
No, we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Okay.
We've got an excellent show, and we're in the midst of I'm in the midst. Harold doesn't do them anymore.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if he ever did them, but outdoor shows. And one of the things besides exhibiting and seeing the exhibitors, it's talking to you folks. You all ask some great questions. Absolutely great questions. And one of the most often asked questions, surprisingly, is about lever action firearms.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. You know, there was so much furor about long-distance shooting. But when it comes to hunting, I like to call game close.
Of course. It's much more exciting.
And there are various firearms that have been named ranch rifles, brush guns, things of that nature.
Right.
I don't think there's anything better than the original ranch rifle brush gun, and that's a lever action firearm.
Uh-huh, you bet.
And Texas Outdoors Journal, West Texas editor, Shane John will be joining us, and we'll be kicking that around a little bit about what he's seeing in the industry and opportunities to hunt with and what he's hunting with out in West Texas. We are going to be updating you on a number of things. There's an event that I'll mention in the next segment that really impressed with over the years. We're in the midst of the Hunters Extravaganza in Houston this weekend at NRG Center, then Fort Worth, and then San Antonio. Plus, we got a lot more. So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our Hill Country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And top of the program, we talked about weather. And during the break, that's all I heard was, so what's going on? What's going on? And I'm going, wait till we come back.
That was Bob, by the way.
And I'll tell you.
I don't care. It was Bob.
I care.
That's your middle name, isn't it?
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care. And the song goes. Anyway, what do you got?
See? Yeah. Couldn't resist, could
no,
he? For August, the Old Farmer's Almanac says that we're going to be 5 degrees above average temperature-wise in the north and 2 degrees above in the south. Hmm. Precipitation-wise, about 3 inches, which is 2 inches below average in the north and 3 inches above in the south. But nowhere in there does it mention, well, until the end of the month, the potential for, you know, tropical-type weather moving in. Of course, and it's September 10th, I believe, is like the peak of, you know, hurricane season.
I don't know. I'll defer to you.
And, but one thing that's interesting, and this is where Bob and I kind of butt heads a little bit.
Oh.
You know, he shakes his head every time I pull up the yellow book. You know, and this is the 233rd edition. Then I have the professional version of AccuWeather. Obviously, I've got it set for Northwest Houston. And what's been interesting is it had been predicting a cool down through the month of August. Well, daytime highs, once we get to the middle of the month, seem to cool down. And nighttime lows, once we get to the end of the month, will move into the low 70s.
Wonderful.
Which is good. I mean, we'll take that sure. Cool down. But what's interesting is their projections are terrible, you know, once you get past 3 days, you know, is what they're saying. And I'd been watching for some time that the second week of September, we were going to see temperatures move into the 60s.
Ooh.
For nighttime lows.
Ooh.
However, that has now been amended and pushed back. Subject to change one way or the other, depending on what we decide we throw on the dartboard, you know.
Right. Or flip that coin.
Right. It's not until like the third week in August. So it is what it is, but it's, you know, take it a day at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself. Continue to hydrate and be careful. Want to mention something that we would have in the calendar, but I want to bring it up. And that's our friends at First Baptist Conroe. For years and years, and I don't know how many years they've been doing this, I've been several times, to their outdoor and sports banquet. They usually have a guest speaker.
Uh-huh.
And this year for all you TSIPs, University of Texas graduates, Colt McCoy, former University of Texas quarterback and 13-year NFL veteran and television analyst, will be the guest speaker. This is... tickets are $25. It's on August 7. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. You can get your tickets at fbcconroe.org/sportsbanquet. Great, great turnout. You know, typically a barbecue type dinner,
mm-hmm.
and there's usually about 600 people there.
Oh my!
So it is a big event. And well worth you folks checking it out. Got any national news for us?
Well, I've got some local news right now, though. You talked about it, Harold, you're going to your shows. Well, I used to go to a lot of gun shows. And now I can go to another one. The Heights Houston Gun Show is what this is. Houston Gun Collectors Association. 75 years they've been putting on exceptional shows. And this one is their new location, Northside Columbus Club in the Heights. 607 East Whitney. That's one street north of Cross Timbers between Yale and Airline. Lots of free parking, a lot of collectible and modern firearms, ammunition, and accessories. It's a nice size show. It's about 80 tables, so you get a chance to look at stuff, go back, try to get a better price. Come back a little later, go back, you know, check it out. It's neat. It's one day only, this Saturday, August the 2nd, 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Adults are just $10. Under 12, folks are free, free parking. Kitchen will be open. They serve up good breakfast tacos, hamburgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. And while at the show, ask about joining the club. Their monthly meetings are a lot of fun and very informative. So, again, the Houston Gun Collectors Association Gun Show in the Heights at the Northside Columbus Club this Saturday, August the 2nd.
At the opening of the show, I was rattling off things that were supposed to happen or be discussed in this segment. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do it now and revisit the fact that this is the first stop of the three-weekend stop of the Hunter's Extravaganza. And on Saturday, show hours are 9 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5. That's at all three shows. Next Friday when we're in Fort Worth, it's 3 to 8 on Friday evening, as well as in San Antonio. All 3 hours or days are 3 to 8, 9 to 7, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. Remember, Texas Trophy Hunter subscribers get in free on Friday night. Lots of great exhibitors, and each has its own regional flavor. Hmm. All right, let's check out the CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. Any updates?
Indeed. We'll start, of course, with our favorite division, and that is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. They're vying for a $30,000 scholarship for the first place, but they pay down four more places down to $2,500. And right now, our sheephead leader is Caroline Konecki. She's 9. It's a 6-pound, 3-ouncer. Gafftop leader, 5-pound, 10-ounce. Cohen Fakeney, who is 8.
All right, in the Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, payout is the same as the Star Kids. Hudson McBride leads sheephead, 9 pounds, 1 ounce. And Wyatt Nealon leads gafftop, 5 pounds, 15 ounces.
In the Inshore Division, sheephead leader, 9-pound, 10-ounce, Eric Harper. Gafftop leader, 6-pound, 14-ounce, Sherry Andrada. And the black drum leader, 15-pound, 10-ounce, Jason Smith.
I got some updates for you in the Hoff Power Offshore Division. Leslie Maben leads Kingfish, 51 pounds, 4 ounces. Dorado, 37 pounds, 4 ounces. That 1 ounce bumped Cameron Huebner out of the leadership. Cody Milton really caught a heck of a ling, 93 pounds, Oof. 5 ounces. Besting the 56-pound, 15-ounce former leader, and Joseph Hansen, red snapper at 25 pounds, 8 ounces, leads that division.
And the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. These are these tagged redfish. They put them out there where you fish. They want you to catch them. They want to give away this stuff. You get a tagged redfish, you get a brand-new Ford F-150. Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer, all the works. Still, only just two have caught those tag redfish, Gary Mirchin and Nate Opella.
In the blue tag division, the first three certified win a boat package from Transport Boats, Mercury, and Coastline packages. Those have been given away, as well as the next two, which are $2,000 gift cards. We've got five $750 gift cards that are available. Anything else from you, Harold?
No? I think we probably ought to take a break.
I think so, too. Folks, y'all stick around as we've got more of the show headed your way.
America's best-selling truck for 48 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 48 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 48 years, Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows is back, and we are ready to cross the state of Texas to bring the best hunting show to a city near you. The Hunter's Extravaganza is a great event for the whole family. We have the latest and greatest the hunting world has to offer, from products to hunts, and feature seminars with Dr. Deer, Gary Robertson, and more. Come enjoy attractions like rattlesnakes, gator country, a fish tank, and many more. Join us in Fort Worth, August 8th through 10th for the Hunter's Extravaganza. Tickets at ttha.com. Brought to you by the Texas Trophy Hunters Association.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good, the original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I have some at my place I've had over 20 years, and now I have a new one. Picked it up in San Antonio last week. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. And just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. It is neat. Had a great visit with James Franks. He wanted me to remind everybody, you can feed cottonseed year-round. He says there's rumors out there it's not good for deer to feed cottonseed year-round. And James went, oh, no. That's the good thing to do, because they do have a wonderful cottonseed feeder. So see the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcome.
You mentioned that you have some original blinds you've had for a number of years. What did you get this time?
I got the VersaBlind.
The VersaBlind.
I did get the VersaBlind. Yes, indeed. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Let us know how that vertical window configuration works for your stature.
Yeah, right. And yours.
Absolutely. Oh, we could hunt out the same blind. Yeah,
if it works for both of us, it'll work for anybody.
Yeah, check out the entire lineup at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, D&D Hardware in LaGrange, Ebar Feeds in Gonzales and Hallettsville, Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Moisway's Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, and then West Texas Game Feeders there out in San Angelo, and Wilford Enterprises, two locations, Koontz and Buna.
Indeed, and checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is the first of three best days for the week. This Sunday is a good one. Monday slips to fair with Tuesday plunging to poor. Wednesday climbs back to fair with Thursday and Friday, two more good ones. Next Saturday and Sunday are two more best days. This weekend, look for game to be most active from well before sunrise until mid to late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from either side of sunrise until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game being most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, look for game to actively feed from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. Next Saturday, August the 9th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend and each day through Thursday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Friday through next Sunday, a trio of days with a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, good reports coming from Lake Calcasieu of some really nice speckled trout, as well as some good eating schoolies. Redfish starting to make a move and become more active. Ditto that in Sabine, as light winds allowed for fishing in recent days. Water's clearing up, or, you know, fresh water's moving out. Where is this? Ah, yes, Bolivar Peninsula saw this. The bigger stingrays and sharks fishing is in full swing, and a few close to state records caught. Those are some big critters. West Galveston Bay, summer patterns well established, and speckled trout along with black drum and sheep's head are good in the deeper water. And then the best bite's been on live shrimp under a popping cork. Out in Freeport, Bastrop, Christmas, the west end of Galveston Bay, basically around San Luis Pass, have been good in the morning, either wade fishing or drifting using live shrimp. East Matagorda, you know, waiting for the surf to kind of clear up, but a few redfish can be caught while drifting shrimp over bay reefs. San Antonio Bay, trout fishing has been great along with tarpon fishing, and trout are being caught in soft, you know, on soft plastics. Heading down to Baffin Bay, lots of reports, lots of photographs coming in of folks that have been catching some really, really nice fish, big fish down in Baffin Bay. Port Mansfield, fishing's picked up, especially for those drifting the deeper water. That is a key for most of the Texas coast. And down around South Padre, around the Brownsville Ship Channel, mangrove snapper are excellent at the jetties in the Brownsville Channel. Don't forget, still are able to fish in federal waters. I have not heard anything yet. You might want to check before you go to see if the allowable catch has been accomplished. But with the wind, I don't think so. I think we're running a little bit behind, so that may be extended.
Okay. Well, let's extend ourselves into East Texas. Conroe. Catfish are biting strong over baited holes using catfish bubblegum liver worms. Classic stinky bait while drifting flats with cut shad or shrimp, producing steady numbers and the occasional big blue. Largemouth bass are active on deeper structure in 10 to 20 feet, schooling early and late around shad pools, perfect for crankbaits, swimbaits, and topwaters. Fork. Topwater bass bite is good. The last 2 hours of daylight using poppers and frog patterns. Daytime fishing around boathouses for catfish and brim using coneheads and clousers. Lake of the Pines, bass are good on shallow flats next to deep water. Tyler, crappie have been caught on minnows in 16 to 20 feet of water on brush piles. Minnows are good. Catfish have been good on liver and night crawlers. Bass have been good on topwater, worms, and crankbaits. Boatark, morning bite is good early around pond weed with frogs over the top and poppers on the edge of the grass. Offshore points and flats with bushes in 7 to 17 feet are good. Carolina rigs, Texas rigs, creature baits are what's going on there. Fayette, grass is looking good, so cast a frog to see if you can get a bass to bite. Bass are good 20 and 20 feet of water, biting deep diving crankbaits, shaky heads, and Carolina rigs. Palestine, crappie are good on brush in 14 feet of water with minnows or in timber in 18 to 25 feet of water with jigs. Channel cats and small blue cats are good near reeding walls and stink bait or cut baits what's working. Bass are good in 4 to 7 feet of water with Senkos. Whitney, crappie are up on the main lake in brush in 15 to 30 feet of water. Largemouth bass fishing is good using soft plastics on deep structure.
Before we go to South Texas, just was checking to see if there was any latest update on the federal closure. Don't see anything posted, but again, check. And make sure. Safe bet? Go fish state waters out to 9 nautical miles, right. Okay? All right, heading to South Texas down Zapata Way, where Falcon Reservoir trophy catfish have been strong in 10 to 30 feet of water using live or fresh cut bait. Keeper-sized catfish are being caught in shallower water, 3 to 15 feet, on stink bait, shrimp, and small pieces of cut bait. Coleman, bass to 2 pounds are slow, but in 10 to 20 feet of water, but there's plenty of them. Crappie are excellent in 14 to 14 inches on minnows and 8 to 15 feet under the dock in Rattlesnake Cove. Hybrid bass are good to 6 pounds on square bill crankbaits under the lighted docks. Ivy, bass to 6 pounds with one 10-pounder being reported, caught on chatterbait. Most bass are being caught on topwater and shallow flooded brush. Can read that as fish are schooling, okay? Meredith, bass fishing is good with sand bass being caught all over the lake on gray or pink jig heads with red eyes painted with pearl blue or pearl white grubs. Catfish action's great, especially around Harbor Bay and Bugby on shrimp and frozen shad. Walleye are excellent, especially in the evening at night on minnows, bottom bouncers, and floating worm harnesses. And, boy, I tell you what, Meredith, just, it's kind of like, you know, the Lower Laguna Madre. just a different variety of fish or a larger variety of fish is available.
Right.
And those walleye are getting bigger by the day.
Indeed, and boy, they taste good. Okay, going up to the hill country, Lake Austin, less than a foot below the pool level on it. Grass is still out there. Throwing worms and creature baits around that will get you a bite. Watermelon colors seem to be the best. Don't have a report from Lake Buckhannon, but I saw it last week, and it can't get any fuller. Travis, only 5.72 feet below pool. Bass are good with fish all over the depth chart. Fishing shallow will get you a lot of bites, even on top waters. Moving out a bit deeper into the 15 to 40-foot range will get you those bigger bites.
All right. We're in August. Need to know about August 31st, because that's the end of the fiscal year for Texas Parks and Wildlife and the close of our last regulated season, javelina in the south zone and other open squirrel seasons. Of course, axis deer hunting continues, as do other free-ranging or game ranch exotic animals. Countdown to opening day, Harold.
Yes.
We're now below 30 days, 29 days till the opening of September 1 dove season.
And we can now buy our licenses.
Yes. No. Yes. August 15th.
Well, I thought it was the 1st.
No.
I better go read my manual. Well, they sent me a manual.
No. August 15th.
15th. I don't know why I'm thinking the 1st. I guess I'm stuck on the 1st because it's September 1st. Okay. Yes, I've been on and off the road.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
The answer to the unasked question.
Yep, the Ford Ranger. Neat pickup. They say it's midsize. I thought it looked a little smaller to me, but I can't keep track of these things anymore. I drive so many of these different vehicles. But really, really good looking. Has skid blades, Bill. Has skid blades. Little turbo. 2.7 EcoBoost engine. These engines are great. 315 horsepower. Made into a 10-speed automatic transmission. This one, it actually was not just the Ranger, but also their Super Crew 4x4 Lariat. So really high-end. Hot pepper red metallic paint. Good looking. Ebony leather trim seats. Loaded with tech, and at some point it was almost too much. I got tired of it flashing and telling me to get my hands back on the steering wheel when my hands were on the steering wheel. But a lot of times I ride with them on the bottom when I'm going down a highway, especially since this thing has lane keeping, lane assist, automatic stop, start. You could almost get your hands off of it, and then, of course, it would tell you to put your hands back on the wheel. Full-size spare, fully locked steel frame, solid, typical of Ford, quiet. Good, solid ride. And a little short me, loved the fact that it had running boards. 7,500 pounds of towing, like I say, super tech, super quiet, 24 miles per the gallon, loaded with anything you can think of, and quite a vehicle. Loaded to the gills, it's right at 52 grand. But it's a neat vehicle.
Have you hauled anything in it?
Yes, I did. I hauled a VersaBlind in it.
Oh, okay. All right. A double,
tight fit.
A double or, yeah. Or a single?
No, a single, the 4x4, yeah.
Okay.
But it's still a tight fit. Well, it says you got a 4 foot wide bed by 5 feet long, yeah.
Yeah, but right. you got it in the bed.
Got it in there,
the
and it made it home. To the ranch. So.
Oh, to the ranch?
To the ranch, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I got two homes.
Very
good. Two
homes.
But anyway, yeah, check it out, though. Ford Ranger Super Crew 4x4 Lariat.
All right, we're going to take a break when we come back. Texas Outdoors Journal, West Texas editor Shane John. We're going to be talking lever action firearms.
When Texas hurts, Texans help. And right now, our hill country neighbors are recovering from devastation caused by flash flooding over the July 4th holiday. This is Dennis Quaid. Today, we're asking for your help. Would you please contribute some of that money in your wallet or on your phone or even write a check to help Kerr County Flood Relief? Look up communityfoundation.net to contribute. That's communityfoundation.net, from one Texan to another. Thanks.
I'm Sinequa Martin Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit standuptocancer.org/clinical trials today.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saliner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
Hi, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture is in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde and step back in time to when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife Products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag's the home of bad cottonseed. They sell in bulk, plus they deliver as well. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of cattle. How about feed for cattle? Horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For more information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give them a call at 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156. And report on the new facility is they're got fixtures coming in and going to be announcing a grand opening here probably in a couple of weeks. So really excited to see that project come to fruition for Justin and Klein. Our guest, Texas Outdoors Journal, West Texas editor. And when you say West Texas about Shane John.
New name, okay.
He just keeps going west until he hit the Pacific.
Oh!
Yes. So I don't know if his... Did your compass break or did you just, you know, what's the deal going on?
Well, you know, the things we do for our daughters, you know.
Yes, absolutely. You know, all the shows that we've been exhibiting... And one of the most often asked questions, it seems like there's been a revival of people asking about lever action firearms. You don't hear as much about long distance shooting. It's now getting close, calling them in close. And you've spent a fair amount of time. What are the top three lever action firearms manufacturers and calibers?
Oh, well, Henry, of course, is really big on the different lever actions. I think it is, as far as calibers, there's a big interest in the 45-70. Of course, the old 30-30 is still alive and kicking. And then your pistol calibers. You know, we've got some import companies making some really good rifles like G-Force. I was playing around with one of those. Marlin's back in the game, making lever actions again. There's a lot out there. Anybody looking for the lever actions, we put a new book together last year with Gun Digest, put out a book on the lever action. So the interest is there. And Harold can vouch for SHOT Show before last. So you couldn't turn a corner without some type of new lever action out there.
So
there's a lot of opportunity to have them.
Well, I've always loved them. Of course, we talk about how, you know, good handling they are. And I mean, I was raised, you know, stalking deer first before I ever got into a stand. But they're handy. they also fit me. I mean, when you're short, the length of those things are great also, but they're smooth handling, and I nostalgic hunt. I mean, I've got my late father's Model 94 3030 made in 1935, and my late father-in-law gave me his father's 3030 made in 1900. And then, of course, good old Henry and 45 Colt. I've still got my, you know, my first lever action 22, and that's just great. They're fast, they're easy to handle, and you can scope them if you have to, you know.
Or good aperture sight, peep sight.
Yep, absolutely.
And now red dots. You know, you get. I have a friend that he's putting red dots on his just because he can't see the iron sights as well as he would like. I give him a hard time about it, but I mean, it actually works really well. I just used one on a Rossi this past deer season that Skinner Sights is making a little low profile red dot, and I mean, it shows up well. It doesn't increase your magnification or, you know, so your distance or anything like that, but as far as low light, boy, that little red dot, it's a beacon out there on a deer in the brush as the sun's going down or coming up.
Yep, and those Skinner peep sights are great too. You just got to get people that maybe never served in the military, like some of us did, to find out the wonders of a peep sight.
Yeah, before we go to break, young Shane, let me make this point. Just keep on coming. Don't be making fun of people's failing eyesight. We get there. Okay,
hey, folks, I mentioned no names.
Hey, we need to take a break, and we'll continue our conversation with Shane John right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Stop dreaming and start fishing. Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer with the CCA Star Tournament. Reel in one of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. Catch a tagged redfish to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package. 10 divisions in all. Real people win real prizes. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Transport, Dargo Boats, and Lone Star Beer. Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
We continue our conversation with Shane John. We're talking about lever actions. And, boy, right off the bat, when you said 45-70, I'm a big guy, and I can deal with recoil. But that 45-70 certainly has a pop to it, you know?
Yeah. The old standard loads are one thing, but then you can get into some high-performance load, like your buffalo boars and all, and they'll let you know you're alive when you touch one of those off. But you could kill anything with a 45-70. I've had friends that have, you know, Cape Buffalo, Richard Mann's killed a couple, two or three Cape Buffalo with a 45-70. Jeff Hoover, same thing. The right ammo, that's the key, you know, to anything, the right ammo. But those old cartridges are alive and well with modern ammunition. You can do a lot with them.
It's just a case of practice, especially that 45-70 with that rainbow trajectory. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, just practice. Let me ask you, the beauty of these lever guns, too, is the wonderful pistol calibers. Do you have a preference in pistol calibers in a lever action?
You know, I really like the 44 Magnums, which, I like them all. Yeah. But I like the 44. I've got one that you recall the old Brownings, the B92. So they did a 92 action years ago.
Right.
And I had one of those slicked up with Tyler Gunworks, cut it down to 16 inches. That's a handy gun, and you can get a lot of performance. High Desert Cartridges is making a 44 mag load for lever action rifles. That's a 265 grain bullet at 1750. That's moving along.
Yeah, great for pigs.
I got some before I came out here, and I can't wait to go try it out and to take it hunting, because I think that's going to work really well.
All three of us have written and talked about the old kind of cowboy, you know, where you can shoot the same cartridge in a pistol as well as a lever action rifle. And shared with Shane, someone shared with me, there is a website, Ballistics by the Inch, that will help match it up between, say, a 5 or 6 inch pistol barrel and something longer on lever action. Speaking of something different, Shane is one of those guys that tries something different. And and I had not heard of a lever action 410. Would you enlighten us, please?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're handy. You know, Henry makes them. Rock Island Arsenal makes them. And there's an G-Force. So I had three of those that I was doing an article on. And so I decided, well, heck, I'm going to take these things quail hunting. And
that's for blue quail, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Which is different for those folks that understand bobwhites. Mm-hmm. And just before you continue, a 410, you have to be a good shot. Everybody thinks, oh, it's a great starter. Let me tell you what, mm-hmm. there's not that many pellets in that load.
Right.
Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And you know, getting as close as you can, possible. You know, when you can get close to them, but you know, the little lever guns they're so handy to carry. For one, and it's just, you know, you have the cool factor in there, running that lever and chasing those quail, which, you know, how we've talked about it before, you're literally chasing those quail a lot of times. So it's handy having that little short lever action running around with it, chasing the birds, and when you can get a shot, you get a shot. It spices it up, makes it a lot of fun.
All right, coming back to all the different calibers you field tested and have shot, beyond or below the 45-70 and the recoil that it carries, anything that has you know, an effective range, say out to 100-150 yards, that is easier on the shoulder.
Well, of course, the old 30-30,
absolutely.
With especially again back with the modern ammo, you can get some really good loads for the 30-30, and. One of my old favorites is, and it's tough to get loads. I'm actually hoping that Steve Shields there at High Desert, he expressed a little interest in maybe making some ammo, is the old 33 Winchester. And for those that don't know, that's a 45-70 case necked down to 338.
Hmm.
It is a classic old round. It's a good hunting round, but it's just kind of faded out. Now, you can find used rifles all day long, old 86s chambered in the 33 Winchester. But you can't hardly get any ammunition for them. There's some specialty places like Hinder Shots and one or two others that'll load some up, you know, custom ammo. But I'm hoping that it'll be a little more available. Without, every once in a while you can find brass, or you can buy the die to neck down the 45-70 brass and make. Now, I've done that a little bit, but I'd prefer just being able to pick up some ammo once in a while.
Well, Shane, going back to the 30-30, though, I mean, Hornady with their lever evolution rounds, I mean, those have really added to the versatility.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it increases the range, and that's a good bullet. I used their bullet on some custom loaded ammo. I think it was Buffalo Arms loaded that ammo in that 33 and hammered old whitetail with it.
You know, this is shifting away from lever action, but back when I was doing so much with Thompson Center Arms and their Contender and Encore, and young Billy was coming up. 30-30 popped him, he thought, pretty good. But looked into a 7x30 Waters, which is neck down. And
yes.
But I've not seen anything in lever action in that caliber of you.
Not. Winchester made one years ago.
Okay.
But you don't see it very often. Well, but that's a good round, and that's also a good round. I've got some ammo sitting there at home, just waiting on a gun to put it in. And like in the Contender, that's a good hunting round.
Absolutely. Out west, you having grown up in Hallettsville and then went to school at Sol Ross and Alpine and just stayed.
yeah, I love it out there.
Absolutely. That's got to be – the lever action guns have got to be extremely popular now. Obviously, you can get up in the Davis Mountains and some of the Glass Mountains and some of the more mountainous terrain where you need something maybe that has a little longer reach. But, again, quick pointing if you're moving through, and particularly – when we provide the information on the scoring from Boone and Crockett for javelina,
right?
Which is that should be a great, you know, great firearm to go after those little critters, right?
Oh yeah, I agree. 100% That's, you know, those, you can shoot a javelina at however far you want with a scoped rifle, but it just, it's a lot more fun if you slip up on them and sneak around in the brush and slip up on them and you know, take one with a cool rifle like that. And the, and that's where those little pistol calibers come in really handy, is stuff like that. But, you know, they're definitely, you can hunt a lot bigger animals with them. But that's just kind of a neat fit, is a javelina hunting with a little lever action rifle. Lever action, lever action. We all say it different. And I know once, I think I used to say lever all the time, and I thought, well, I'm saying it wrong. Now I say lever, and I'm kind of stuck with it. But
You're a big pistol aficionado. Harold alluded to that about the calibers of, that will both, shoot both in pistols as well as long rifles. When you're brush busting, do you, and you're carrying that 410, that would just irritate, you know, I think, a javelina. Are you carrying a pistol when you're running through, when you run upon a squadron of those?
Yeah, I mean, it's rare that I'm in the field and don't have a handgun on. Even if it's, you know, I may quail hunt and I may not be packing my 44, or I might, but I'll have something, you know, if nothing else, a little short-barreled snub nose or something on my belt. I've pretty much always got a handgun.
Very good. Folks, you can read Shane's words of wisdom every month in Texas Outdoors Journal, always covering something new, something different, something fun. And Shane, safe travels, and look forward to seeing you when you get back into the Lone Star State.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane. Friends,
take care.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what do we got?
Well, ducks, August 7th, the Cibolo Creek Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet and Shirts at the Mikulski Hall. Info is at ducks.org. Fayette County Chapter Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in LaGrange at the KC Hall. Again, ducks.org. We're moving a day now. August 8th, Southeast Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet Beaumont, held at the Beaumont Elks Lodge. rmef.org for info on that. Hunter's Extravaganza continues August 8 and 10 at the Fort Worth Convention Center, obviously in Fort Worth. Hunter'sExtravaganza.com. And August 9, Angelina County Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Dyball at the Dyball Civic Center. And one more time, ducks.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 48 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. Ford F-Series trucks have the best in class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Let there be light, friends, and the best source for that is Hybrid Light. They're the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. They even have kits that have like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord, any light source, including the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. For 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com to check out. Add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20 at hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Texas Outdoors Journal, West Texas editor, Shane John. And the August issue of Texas Outdoors Journal is out. Mention his words of wisdom. And a great article on analyzing audad in the field, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, he's out there with them and loves hunting them. And some great photography and great words of wisdom to help you when you go on an audad hunt. Come out to the Hunter's Extravaganza. Stop by the Texas Outdoors Journal booth and say hi. Again, we're in Houston this weekend, and then Fort Worth, then San Antonio, and look forward to seeing everybody, and come out and subscribe or renew your subscription.
There you go. And one thing you said before these shows, too, is there's so much good stuff, but they sort of change a little bit regionally, you know, the cities.
Exactly. They each have their own regional flavor to them, so lots to see and do.
There you go. And do remember, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You'll see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. If you forgot something we said on the show, just go where it says listen to our show, and they're archived there by date and host, and excuse me, guest. A lot of information there, okay? And of course, remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're in the woods or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Wow, shop Wayfair now, mom funk with deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday score,
garlands and trees.
Saving with ease,
lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair,
on dining chairs, mattresses too, sheets that are new, everything home, these things in chrome. Hands up the clock, area roads, fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season,
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.